This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Sure, there's no assault on religion. I'm Joe Bastien, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Welcome back to what I prefer to call another session of sanity. I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I very much appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, truly being part of the issue, part of the process. And I mean that sincerely. You know, you look at what's going on with Facebook, and I was watching him today. I couldn't listen to him long because I know most of it's lies. So I couldn't listen to him long. Zuckerberg, that is. And how easy is it, just like you know, your young kids, how easy is it to pull the wool over the eyes of old folks who don't even know how to use Facebook, don't know what it's about, and most of them don't use it themselves? Right? Their grandkids, their kids, their friends do the updates for them and all of that. So I get a kick out of what I was watching going down. And realizing, because I've been in, Timmy and I have been in computers or technology for lots of years. A couple of decades, anyway. I know, she's not that old. She started when she was 6. I get it. I started when I was 50, so, you know, it works out well. But I can't tell you how many times that we brought computers into an environment, because we've been around long enough, where there really wasn't any, or they were mainframe computers, and we had people, they didn't want to learn. There were older folks that didn't want to learn how to use it. It made no sense to them. They didn't want to have to deal with it. And I get it, you know, but none of it made sense to them. And most of it wasn't because they were too stupid to figure it out, because that wasn't it at all. But it didn't register between the ears because it just didn't make sense. It was not needed. It didn't come together right. I mean, think about something. If you're an older person, maybe, you know, 70, 80 years old, and you're looking at that phone in your hand, and you look at them, and you want to talk their language, you say, look, that phone in your hand probably has 150 times the power of all the computers that were on board the Apollo spacecraft when it landed on the moon. I want you to think of that. They could have never done, or actually, they could have done so much more if they even had half the power that we have today, computer-wise. So, you know, give that some thought as you're talking to these people. The moon landing was out of this world for them. And I'm not making fun of them. There's just a reality behind that. So when you start talking about Facebook, where people, what was that? We had that clip up for a while with that old Italian woman who was talking to Google. She kept calling it Googie because they had a, right, Goo-goo. All right, Goo-goo. It was voice activated. And she was freaking out that the screen was changing, that it was responding to her. It didn't make any sense. There's nobody in there. How could it do that? They're not stupid people. It just doesn't make sense to them. And then you have these senators up there and Congress people that are asking questions, you're thinking, you don't even know what Facebook looks like. They should have had staff put together the questions. Federal court upholds a ruling that cross-shaped monument on public land in Maryland is unconstitutional. It's a 40-foot-high cross. Been there for almost 100 years. It's at a busy intersection. Now, the vote was... Now, this I'm hoping they take this all the way to the Supreme Court. I really am. In a closely divided vote, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit refused to reconsider an earlier decision that found government funding for a 40-foot-tall memorial was unconstitutional and it endorsed religion. Now, the 8-6 vote, wow, that's a big court. The 8-6 vote drew passionate dissents from several judges and could end up before the Supreme Court, which has not provided clear guidance about the display of religion on government land. I'd love for them to get this out of the way once and for all. I'd love somebody to go just tackle this in one big lump issue. Supporters of the Peace Cross, who say this is a secular tribute to the local men killed in World War I, vowed to appeal it. We cannot allow it to be the final word, said Hiram Sasser, Deputy Chief Counsel for First Liberty, a religious freedom organization. They were representing the American Legion. If this decision stands, I want you to think about this, all right? Forget, this isn't the attorney, this is Joe Messina. If you let these decisions stand, if you let these decisions keep going the way they're going, every single cross reference to Jesus, reference to God, across the country can be challenged and forced to be taken down before it's challenged. Do you really want a godless America? Now remember, the atheists make up a very small percentage of the population. And I know my hardcore pious Christian friends will say, well, Joe, you know, God doesn't go away just because there's no pictures of him or crosses up. No kidding. I need you to tell me that? But don't you understand the principle behind this? You can't talk about, show, flaunt your religious belief, but as we heard in the other segment, you sure as heck can flip your nipples around. That's okay. Right? It's so much more offensive to see a cross on public property than it is to see teenage girls running around on campus with their nipples sticking through the church. Apparently, you know, when the Bible said right would be wrong and wrong would be right, that's when you knew the end was coming. We ain't far away. Adrian Gardner, General Counsel for the Maryland National Capitol Park and Planning Commission, said in a statement that the state agency would keep open our options to seek review. The cross was built in 1925 with money from local families and the American Legion. I hope they give them the money back if they take down the crosses. You think so? You think they'll get the money back that they waste on having that cement poured? I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Hey, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You can watch live and you can listen live. There's so much you can do with that. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're, tuned in, paying attention, and just being part of the conversation. Seriously. I know some of you are in the chat room, you're having a good old time with yourselves, which is fine, which is good, which is great. But I also need you to pay attention. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Okay, So, you know, I love some of these stories. And it goes to show you how much they hate us. How much they hate Christians. Because, again, I'm sure I can go find, you know, what appears to be other religious, I don't know, symbolism on public property, and they wouldn't do anything about it. So this is why I wanted to go to Supreme Court once and for all. Because, you know, I don't know if you guys recall, probably 15 years ago, 20 years ago maybe, how the Supreme Court stepped in for Christmas songs, you know, Christmas songs. And there were people from a certain group that were screaming, we can't do anything that refers to Christ. We can't have Christmas songs at schools. You know, the whole nine yards, Silent Night. Now we know exactly what that's a reference to. Well, if you don't believe, it's a fairy tale, right? Why do fairy tales bother? Should we, you know, fight the Mother Goose fairy tales? They bother me. No more Mr. Grinch. I mean, come on. Think about how stupid this is. They don't believe in this. This is wrong. I don't think I've ever told you guys, but years ago I got a letter from a superintendent of public schools, of an elementary school system. And I do a prayer breakfast every year. I emcee a prayer breakfast. And I had invited this person along with some of the people around him to come to the event. So he sends me a non-official letter back and basically telling me he understands that that my intentions must have been right or must be good because he knows who I am. He said, but religion was one of the worst things that's happened to children in forever, basically. That it was just the worst thing that happened. Kids shouldn't be subjected to that kind of stuff. And I was floored. He'd rather have them have nothing. He'd rather have them have, Intro to Animal Sex 101. I mean, think about it. What else is there? What else is real for those kids? You know, today they're teaching them that their foundation is there's no gender. There's no God. There's no foundation or no guidelines for sexual activity. That abortion is just fine. Your parents aren't worth that much. Right? I mean, think about it. Look at... Now, I'm glad he died off quite a bit. But look at one of the new heroes for the left. This hog fellow. I mean, we're quoting him. When your old-ass parent is like, I don't know how to send an iMessage, and you're just like, give me the blanking phone and let me handle it. Sadly, that's what we have to do with our government. Our parents don't know how to use a blanking democracy, so we have to. You know, first and foremost, idiot. Yes. Talk about being uninformed. Maybe you know how to use the iPhone. So why don't you use it to look up the fact that we're not a democracy, we're a republic. Which is why you get absolutely no place with us. You get absolutely no credence, no credit with us at all. And frankly, you're a fool because the left is using you, and you're too dull to figure it out. And I don't care that your dad's an FBI agent, a retired FBI agent. You know, they pick and choose who they raid anyhow. So, unless I was hardcore left, you know what I'm saying? Anyway. Back to my federal appeals court ruling on the cross. So apparently it was closely divided, 8-6 vote. I do hope they push it. I hope they push it all the way to the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court will actually have to step up and make a decision. And right now, I think frankly, it would easily go in our direction. You know, what's really funny is I'm watching this series. If you guys can find it, Google Rick Green. And it's a series about God in government. And he goes through our founding fathers and what they said about Christ, what he said about Christianity, what they said about religion as a whole. And I think you might find, get away from what the left has been telling you, what history class has been telling you. Do a little bit of your own homework, and you're going to find out that our founding fathers wanted our laws, wanted our life, wanted our education based on religion. And the religion of choice, the religion they thought it should be based on, was Christ, Christianity. So, which I think is really interesting, because now you have the Supreme Court. Remember, the court renders an opinion, right? And the way it was always meant to be, if you again read the notes from our founding fathers, it was always meant that the court would simply look at a law, see how it mirrors or matches up to the Constitution, and simply send it back to Congress and say, look, you can't do that. It's against the Constitution. And they were supposed to take it back and not throw their hands up and go, well, court says it, we're done. No. If they want the law, they find a way to write the law, do the law, so that it can pass muster. And remember that the biggest part of that was to keep them from taking away your right for free speech. To keep them from taking away your right to bear arms. And I'm going to go back to what I've been saying all along, and I know some of you send me emails, you don't agree with me. Freedom of speech was never put in place so you could swear at a cop. All right? It was never put in place to disrespect people around you. It was put in place, and I realize that you can open it up to other things, but it was put in place so you could make fun of the president, you could speak out against the government, and not be put in jail, shot in the head, or arrested. Maybe in that order. Come on, give it. We've gotten so crazy. It's just, look, I haven't got the time to pull it off in this segment. Maybe I'll do it in the next. But you guys, about the Syrian thing and a right-wing conspiracy, we'll talk about it in a minute on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe. 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And really do, seriously, be part of the conversation. I want you part of it. I want you to pay attention to what's going on. Maybe you can learn from the other people, the chat room. I know you can't learn anything from me. I'm not that smart. So before I get to this other thing about right-wing whacktoids, and present company included, I want to finish up this cross thing. And, you know, again, when you look at this in Maryland, this cross has been there for almost 100 years. And all of a sudden, one of these freedom from religion freaks decides that it offends them. It's been up there forever. And because it's a cross, so what do we do now? So the American Red Cross, if the government gives them any money, do we have to ask them to take the cross off all their trucks? All their ambulances, everything? Do we have to do that or not? Do we go around to every, you know, this is what's scary. Do we go around to every cemetery? Look at what you're giving them. Every cemetery in the country? Is that what we do? Every federal cemetery that's taken care of by a city or county, if it's got a cross in it, we got to scrape it off now? Because remember, they went into hospitals and they said in hospitals you couldn't have a Bible. If it was a military hospital, you couldn't have a Bible, which is asinine. Because if I'm a Christian, I'm on my deathbed, I'm in pain, I'm hurting, I want somebody to read scripture to me, I'm sorry, what do you got to do? You got to wheel me outside off of grounds? See, they don't care. They're not. They talk about somebody's feelings being hurt, somebody feeling bad, feeling like they're left out. What about the guy lying in bed at the hospital, can't get a Bible? Don't you think he feels left out? Or you just don't care. I would love for one of those guys to come on the show and talk with me about feelings. Writing for the majority, Judge James Wynn said that the plaque and engraved words could not overcome the historical religious meaning of the cross. Nothing in the First Amendment empowers the judiciary to conclude that the freestanding Latin cross has been divested of its predominantly sectarian meaning. The legal case was brought by the American Humanist Association, a nonprofit organization that argued the cross gives the impression that only Christians are being honored. Really? Seriously? Does it say that? So if we take the cross away, could we not assume by that logic that Christians are not being honored? Because that's what you're doing. Most Christians stand for that cross. That's why they fight the way they fight. So you're okay with that, though, right? Let's dishonor the Christians. That's okay. That's what I've been saying to you. It's not about equality at all. Right? It's a big win, not only for the separation of church and state, but for all non-Christian veterans who excluded from the enormous Christian cross. What a one-sided attitude. What a skewed way of thinking of things. First of all, there is no such thing as separation of church and state. Can we get that squared? I know the court ruled it was, but like you guys believe that the court made some other bad rulings, I believe that was a bad ruling. Because it's not based on anything that our founding fathers wrote or said. I mean, go actually read, and you'd find out that they can't infringe us from practicing either. What does that mean to you? Don't say, well, they don't infringe you from doing it in your home. Don't play that comma game with me like you do with the Second Amendment. The dissenting judges noted that the cross had stood unchallenged for nearly 100 years as a tribute to local war veterans and said it puts risk on the monuments on public grounds throughout the county, or the country, like I said. Life and change flow by a small park in form of impatient cars and trucks. That is disturbance enough. Veterans Memorial Park may be the next Arlington National Cemetery. Right? One judge said, I would let the cross remain and let those honored rest in peace. Judge, the problem here is they don't care about the honored. This has nothing to do with them. The only thing this has to do with is an eradication of religion from those who hate God and people who love God. And Christ said, you know what? They would hate us because we loved him, or we love him. And they do. You see it. You know, I once, and not that I'm putting them on the same level, because I'm not. But you think about what Trump is doing and how much they hate him. You think about the fact that conservatives have won all across the country. They've won seats. They've won positions that the left never thought we would have. And that poison is coming up through their pores. That poison is coming up through their skin. And they can't handle it. Remember that ugly commercial where they put those pads at the bottom of your feet and it draws all the poison out? And those pads are disgusting afterward. That's kind of what's going on with the left right now. All that poison that they held back because we didn't have enough authority. We didn't have enough position. We couldn't make changes. And I'm talking about conservative Christians. It's coming to the surface. If Jesus returned tomorrow and didn't just grab us and go, if he actually walked the earth and tried to do what he did thousands of years ago, you would see the left with the same hate. You would see the left with the same, if not more, level of vitriol. They would find, even if he raised people from the dead right in front of them, they would find reasons not to believe him, reasons to hate him. Because he said stupid things like, if you won't work, you shouldn't eat. Well, you know, right? I mean, there's only one way to heaven. Or there's only one way to the Father. He told the adulteress to stop, go sin no more. Well, wouldn't that imply that adultery was sinning? Wouldn't that imply what she was doing was sinning, was against God's law? I mean, come on, think it through. In October, a three-judge panel said that the use of taxpayer funds to maintain the cross excessively entangles the government and religion. It violates the First Amendment. The 2-1 decision sent to the case back to the district court judge, who sided with the monument supporters. Now, the appeals court suggested the case should be resolved by removing the monument from public land, or perhaps simply cutting off the arms of the cross. Because it would make so much sense to do that, wouldn't it? Because nothing says memorial like a solid piece of cement that stands 40 feet high. It would look like a leftover caisson from a bridge, for God's sakes. And then what do you do? Because, you know, the Jehovah's Witnesses believe that Jesus didn't die on a cross. He died on a stake. So now it's a cement stake. I mean, I could have a field day with this stuff if you want. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has called the court's ruling an affront to all veterans and directed the state's attorney general to defend the monument. Good for him. Spokesman for Attorney General Brian Frosch said Friday that the office would file a brief in support of the monument. And this is a Democrat. The Attorney General is a Democrat. God bless him. Good for him. And it needs to go to the Supreme. This stuff needs to get to the Supreme Court to be finished, to be done with, to be over with. This is getting like out of control crazy. All right, real quick on the Syrian thing. And remember, I said to you that you right wing lunatics are making me crazy, and I'm on the right with you. You make all of us look like boneheads because the arguments going along radio shows and podcasts and on Facebook. Well, you know, Joe, it wasn't. I get your emails. I get your notes. It wasn't Syria that did this. It wasn't Assad. It was the rebels. And you know, every time you see the white hats, the green hats, every time you see this kind of thing, it's always the rebels. It's a fake thing to get us sucked in even more. So some of you are screaming it's the rebels, and some of you are screaming it's Assad. Some of you are screaming it's Putin. All on the right. So, like I say about the gender neutral freaks, you're being freaks too. They look at the right and you go all the way over to a government conspiracy. And you can't come up with one, you have to come up with three or four. And then you all have to call each other crazy and stupid and uninformed. It's like we have our own firing squad. We stand in a circle and we fire inward. It's kind of like you're entitled to your opinion. But when you start beating each other, we just look crazy. Which is why I don't get involved in it. I'll leave it up to the experts. Unless you can show me proof. And not guesswork, but actual proof, I'm not interested. So don't send me, here's a picture of a white hat, here's a picture of a white hat. It was all staged, and that's all there is to it. We need to get our credibility back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with the precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird, but if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back.
He was a famous trumpet man.
Yes, he was.
He had a boogie style.
No, I say it every time we hear it. Bette Midler. God, I love her voice. Can't stand her politics, but love her voice. You know, she's got it going on. Great entertainer. I wish she'd stick with the entertainment. Just be quiet about the rest. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So glad you could be with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of everything, being part of the conversation. That is a big part of it, right, is being part of the conversation. And I thank you for hanging in there with me. You know, some of you have been with me for a long time through the freezes. We haven't had... Well, but I don't want to say it. Anyhow, we'll just move on. I am Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I thank you for being with me. And you know, I keep telling you that there is an attack on religion. There's no way around it. It's there. Do you know what I mean? I mean, seriously. You don't want to admit to it? That's fine. You don't have to. But it didn't go away just because Trump got in office. Because, you know, he doesn't have a magic wand where he waves the wand and everything goes away and everything's wonderful. I know some of you would like to believe that, but that is truly not how it works. So, you look at, where is it? George Washington University, for instance. I'll get to the other story I was going to do in a minute. But George Washington University. It has a real problem with Christian Americans there. And, you know, there's a note to the story that says, Facebook is cracking down on conservative content. To ensure you receive conservative faith-based news, you need to, you know, if you listen to me, you need to go to my website, you need to go to the Facebook page, and make sure that you're getting notified. If you're on YouTube or Twitter, make sure you're getting notified. We send out a tweet when the show starts or you know, during the show. So if you sign up, Twitter could be at Joe Messina or at The Real Side. We do both for you, just in case. A fickle lot you are, because I remember if you couldn't find me as Joe Messina, I tried to go look at The Real Side, and then you'd complain you couldn't find The Real Side, but then eventually you find them both. So I always thought that was kind of funny. But George Washington University has a mighty big problem with white Christian Americans. University is hosting the diversity workshop to tackle what it calls the white privilege. No. White Christian privilege. So apparently now we're in silos. You have white privilege, white Christian privilege. I wonder if you have like white, that would be uncomfortable for them. White Italian privilege. Maybe you had a white Irish privilege, you know. Maybe you have short white privilege, and then fat white privilege, and then maybe you have, what do they call it, ginger or red-haired white privilege. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff we could do, right? If they want to get that stupid, so can we. Now, Timothy Kane is on the staff at the University Multicultural Student Service Center. He's on a self-described mission to promote solidarity among the LGBT community and to expand diversity and inclusion. So what he's going to do is, here, he says, he hosts workshops on heterosexual privilege, able body privilege. So let me see, and forgive me, no insult meant to people who can't use arms and legs. So because I can use both of my arms or both of my legs, I have privilege?
Aren't you disabled?
I am disabled.
I know.
Why can't I get privilege?
Yeah,
I'm one eye privileged.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. We should use that somewhere. I don't know where we're going to use it, but doesn't my white Christian wipe out that all? That, I mean, like, even if I was a quadriplegic, it would wipe it all out, wouldn't it? Yeah, whatever. But able body privilege, and again, no insult intended to quadriplegics. But I don't have a leg up because I have a, pardon the term, but because I have all my limbs working. Right? I mean, okay, sure, I can go bike riding. I could do some things that you can't do. I mean, who's the guy that just died? What was his name? The scientist. Right? I mean, the guy couldn't move anything.
Stephen Hawking.
He couldn't move anything. And look what he... there is a young man that doesn't live far from me. And I know he doesn't live far from me because I just put together, after all these years, I see him out once in a while go down the sidewalk. And he's got he is very, I don't know if he has cerebral palsy or what, but he's really in bad shape. He's in a wheelchair. And he works at the local Best Buy. So much as you hate or like Best Buy, God bless them for hiring people like that, giving them the opportunity. But he is not sitting at home waiting for something to happen. He got off his butt. He went and got a job. I've discussed with this young man several times at the cash register while I'm waiting for something to happen. Very smart young man. Now, notice I didn't say a very smart handicapped young man, very smart white handicapped privileged young man. He's a very determined and smart young man. And I see him going down the street in that wheelchair, and it's not a regular wheelchair, you know, it's one of those pretty big, you know. And I'm sure he has trouble getting it on a bus. I'm sure he doesn't want, you know, he doesn't want to wait. In the conversations I've had with him and his attitude, he doesn't want to wait to be waited on by a special bus. And the city I live in is very good about that. If you've got a handicap, if you've got an issue, they have, you know, special buses and bus routes for people like you where they can pick you up and drop you off. He's not interested. Doesn't want to help. I can do it. See, it's not that I'm able to do it, but I'm going to take the bus anyway. He's like, no, I can do it. So why shouldn't I? I have the ability. I can do it. Why shouldn't I? And I watch him go down the street. And sometimes, you know, if I had the vehicle and could pull it off, although he probably wouldn't take the ride, I'd probably say, hey, get in. I'll drive you to work. I want to talk to you anyway. But he's trucking down the road, big smile on his face. Apparently, it's not keeping him down because he's taken on the mindset that this is my situation. How do I make the best out of it? Not how do I get the government. I mean, in California, that kid could probably collect all kinds of money from the state, be waited on, and have somebody come in and take care of him. Not interested. All right? I mean, really that simple. The chair he hit, really funny because I see him at work. The chair that he has rises up. So when he has to reach the screen on the computer, he didn't force Best Buy to make all kinds of changes for him. He simply hits a button on the chair, and I get a kick out of it. The chair rises, and then he does what he has to do. And he puts the chair back down again, puts your stuff in a bag, wishes you a good day, always has a smile on his face. So, again, I look at this stuff, and it's where you want to be. It's exactly just where you want to be. Back to George Washington University and the white Christian privilege going on there. Yeah, and it's never going to stop. Robert Jeffers, the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, said that Christian privilege is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. You know, that's really funny, too, because Christian privilege worked so well with that 40-foot cross, didn't it? Christian privilege works out so well when you're at a hospital, a naval hospital, where you can't have a Bible in the drawer or in the room. I mean, I can go on and on about this. That's how well, apparently we've got privilege. We don't really know what it means. Christian privilege is a sham, period. Right? It's a front for launching more attacks on Christians and restricting our constitutional rights and more. The idea that there's such a thing as Christian privilege is even laughable. Think about it, today's political climate, right? A few weeks ago, a World War bridal boutique was forced to close its doors after years of harassment. The Christian owners and their children faced death threats after they refused to participate in the same-sex wedding. Baronet Stutzman, a Washington State florist, is awaiting a Supreme Court case to determine whether she violated the law by refusing to participate in a gay wedding. The list of these things go on and on and on. And you guys, you old-time listeners, know my attitude here. How stupid can you be? How cold-hearted, right? How disingenuous can you be if you want to... talk about being a bully. If you are a same-sex couple and you go to a Christian organization, you go to a Christian baker, a Christian photographer, a Christian wedding planner for that matter, and you think you're going to force them. Look, these people want to close their businesses down. And you know what? And I'm sure your cold-hearted, selfish attitude goes, oh, well, they should be closed down. Good for them. When you could take your business elsewhere. And your joyous day, your wonderfully joyous day, which is supposed to be a day of happiness, and you've got somebody that you're trying to force not to believe that it's sin. They can't rejoice with you. They can't rejoice in what they consider your sin. And you forcing them is not going to change their mind, because their God shows you how small-minded you are. Their God is much bigger than you. Their God means so much more than you do. You know, they're not a wedding baker. They're a Christian that happens to be a wedding baker. They have and the reason they call those things out is so you know that they have principles. I look for real Christians in business first before I look for others, because I believe in keeping money in the family. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for putting up with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.